We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalam Aleph, and we're beginning seven lines from the top. Omalei Abaye L'Rava. Omalei Abaye L'Rava. Ma'ishna Lulav, Davdin La Shiva Zeich L'Mikdash, or Ma'ishna Rava, Le'avdin La Shiva Zeich L'Mikdash. We know that in the Beis Mikdash, there was a mitzvah that arises at the Sheikh Lulav all 7 days. But not in the Beis Mikdash, and Bezman Azel, we don't have a Beis Mikdash. The mitzvah that arises only one day. And the rest of the week, the reason why we take a lulav is only Zeich LeMikdash. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, we had a Mishnah before, made a Takana. Zeich LeMikdash, we take the lulav for 7 days. Arava was also a Daraisa. And Arava also, they did every day in the Beis Mikdash. And Arava, we only do for one day. We only do an Ashana Rava, we do Arava. So why do we make a Zeich LeMikdash for lulav for 7 days? And Arava for one day. Well, my Arava, I didn't love Shiva Zeich LeMikdash, only do one day. Amalei. Because the reason is, because a person's yotze, his din arava with the lulav. He shakes the lulav every day. India is arava. So his yotze is din arava with the lulav. Amalei, ahumishum lulav the gavalei. That is doing because of a lulav. That's not doing because of arava. Maybe you'll say that he'll pick it up and put it down, and then pick it up again, l'shem lulav. And then, l'shem arava. Then I'll have it in arava. Maybe I'll shake lulav, put it down, pick it up again, and do it l'shem arava. And this way, he'll have arava. So we see, the pasuk sounds like this. We see every day, a person does not do this. Does a person do this? No, he doesn't do this. What he does is, he shakes a lulav and put it back down, pick it back up, shave a rava. So it's back shver. Why don't we make a zech every day? The more talk, the answer that we do it every day, but with the lulav, the more says, no, lulav is not a raya. Tari says, maybe put it down and pick it back up. But we don't do that. That's the way the Gemara's pasuk on the Gemara's kasha is. But we have to be mashma, that if you did that, let's say you did put it down and pick it back up, you would be a yotze mitzvah of arava. Let's say on a shana rabba when we have a mitzvah arava, if you put it down the lulav and pick it back up and shake it, you would have a mitzvah arava. That's what it's mashma. But the problem is machlokes on base about this. If that works, if you have the, if it's part of a lulav, does it work? So we don't have this gemara be a stumble one way. So the other rishonim, the Arzurua, learns a different way in the gemara. The gemara's kasha is that v'chitema that you do this, but the gemara is saying is that the reason why we don't do it, why don't we do it, let's say on Hashanah Rabbah, because it doesn't work. That's the Gemara's kasha. Not because we pum to do it, it doesn't work. That's why we don't do it. If you look at Tuf Reish Sham Avdal, Sivav, that's what talks about Rav and Hashanah Rabbah, it's taka 2 days if you could use the lulav as a Rabbah. The halakha says like this, Ein Adam Yoitz Dechavasa by Rabbah Shem Lulav, Phil Higbi Oyster Shtay Palm, you pick it up 2 times. Echel Shem Lulav, Echel Shem Arava. But yes, I'm a Shayetzaba. There's a Machlaikis. Lamaisa, the Mishruah says, it's interesting that if you don't have Arava, you'd like to take Arava out of your Lulav and use that as the Arava on Ashana Rava, as the Ashana. So let's take it out of there. But upon him, the Gemara's cash right now is that why don't you make it all 7 days? And the Gemara said, maybe you do? No, because Lamaisa Bechol Yev, you don't pick it up twice, and maybe it doesn't work twice. We don't have a Rava every day. So I'm going to have a Zimshmei the Rava. Lulav the Araisa of Dinan Shiva, Zeich LeMikdash. Lulav, that's the Araisa. We do a Rava, Zeich LeMikdash. Vashekei, Rava the Rabban, Lulav the Shiva, Zeich LeMikdash. Right now, the Gemara, we think the Gemara is saying like this. Lulav, that is a Araisa, at least in the Mesa Mikdash, for 7 days. So we do it here in Zman HaZeh, all 7 days, Zeich LeMikdash. A Rava, that even the Mesa Mikdash, only the Rabban on, we don't do a Zeich LeMikdash. Break the Gemara. What? Break the Gemara. Break the Gemara. Leman. Ilim La'abashol. Ha'om Arvinachal Ksiv. Arvinachal Ksiv. Shtayim. Achas Lulav. Achas LeMikdash. Why are we saying it's the Rabbanon? If we're going to Abishol, Abishol says Arvi Nachal, Achas Lelulav, Achas Lemikdash, says Arvi Lashon Rabban, one Lelulav, and one Lemikdash. Ila Rabbanon, Hilkasa Gemirla. And if it's in Rabbanon, it's also the Raisa, because Lachem Mesh Vesina, Dom Rav Asi, Yom Yechon Mishra, Nechon Yer Ishbika, Beis Chirosim, Esen Atiyas, the Lach of Esen Atiyas, which is the Lach of Bai Shviyas, that for the small saplings, you're allowed to work in a tol shmita, not, you don't have to stop 30 days before. Arava, v'nisa chamayim, all these things are lokal mesh mesina. And one of the things are arava, and nisa chamayim also. So what he's, Samar's kasha is, that why he's saying you don't make a zeich l'mikdash, because there are bono, and arava is the raisa, either for one man yom, because arvi nachal, and the other man yom, because lokal mesh mesina. It happens to be, it bothered me a little bit, that if you learn from arvi nachal, how do you know it's dafka to be a mikdash? I guess Chazal knew how to make the drasha. The arvi nachal says, echas ar lulav, echas l'mikdash. That we knew that meant the mikdash, not stam and not arava. But upon him, the drasha was that there's two aravas, one arava lulav, one arava lamikdash, and the chazal said it was dafka based mikdash, was the raisa. So why don't we make zeich lamikdash, so it's the raisa? So we're back to that kasha. Why don't we have a zeichel mikdash every single day of the week in of Sukkos? You should shake our rava. Elam rava zeus made the rava. Lulav the ista ikam and atar begulim. Avdilan shiva zeichel mikdash. Lulav that the first al kapanim is the raisa everywhere, not only base mikdash, we make shiva zeichel mikdash. A rava the less ikam and atar begulim. There is no din a rava added to base mikdash. Lo yavdilan shiva zeichel mikdash. You don't make a shiva zeichel mikdash. Now, what's the svara of Shabbat? So what's the words first? That lulav has a derais at least the first day, so you make a shiva zeichel mikdash. A rava, there's no derais to add a base mikdash for any days, you don't do shiva zeichel mikdash. What's the svara? So the Ritva says svara very geshmak, it's like this. You have to make a zeichel mikdash. So you couldn't make the first day, because the first day is taka derais, so not zeichel mikdash. So you have to take another day. What's special one day? It's all chalamoy. So which day are you going to pick? Therefore, you do all 6 days. Masheiket Arava, there's no day that's more derais than another day. Every day there are. So you need one day, Zeichel Mikdash. You'll pick one day. Either you pick the seventh day, because that was the day the most they did the most in the seven times around in the base Mikdash. So they picked one day. Masheiket by Lulav, the first day is already taken because derais. So then you don't know which one not to do. So all 7 days are Zeichel Mikdash. That's what Ritva explains. But bottom, the Gemara's pshat is that lulav that has the first day of the rice, the rest makes zeichel mikdash. But shaking a rava that begavulim, which is out of his mikdash, there is no zeichel mikdash. There's no of the rice. Therefore, we don't do all 7 days zeichel mikdash. Amar Shlakish kahanim bali mumin. This is talking about the time of his mikdash when they did the arava. So we had him collect this before exactly the process of the arava. This really could be 3 different steps of the arava. One thing about the arava is the netila, which means they take the arava. Another din is they put a zakifa, they put it on the side of the mizbeach. And another side is makifim, they go around the mizbeach with the arava. And it's machlekes amarayim, exactly what they did. But that's for sure they did zakifa, because the Mishnah says there was zakifit on the side of the mizbeach. Omer HaShlokosh, kahanim bali mumin nechnosim ben ulam ven lizbeach, kadei lotzis ba'arava. HaShlokosh held that part of the halacha of arava was that they surrounded the mizbeach with the aravas. So you have to go between the ulam, which is the heichel, and the mizbeach. Because if you have to surround the mizbeach with the aravas, you have to go around. Now usually, bali mumin and al du avoida. So therefore, they usually don't go between ulam and mizbeach. And the Mishnah in Kalim says that they're not allowed to go there. And Tosfos learns it's a mile of the rabbanon. So here, Rosh Lakish says, the mitzvah of arava supersedes the rabbanon of kahanim bali mumin going between the ulam and mizbeach. And therefore, they're allowed to go the tzarech mitzvah, the doicha this, the rabbanon. That's Rosh Lakish Tainan. Omri Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says, Mi Amra? Whoever says Shalach of Arava. So the Mi Amra? He the one who said, Amra of Asim Rav Yechanan. Because the Mar is always asking that it's the Raisa, that you're allowed to go by the Ulam Mizbech. It pushes off that mile of the rabbanon. So the Mar says, what do you mean? Mi Amra? He said it. Ha'iyu Amar, Dom of Asim Rav Yechanan, Shimon Chunyash, Bekas, Mishkaras, and Ezra Tias, Arava of Nisachamayim. He's the one who said this. Ezra Tias, Arava of Nisachamayim, Lachem Meshmashina. So it is the Raisa. What's his Kasha Rosh Lakish? Ella, this is kasha. Mi amra benatila dil miskifa. First of all, who said that the arava had to be benatila, which means they took it, they walked around the mizbeach? Maybe all it was is miskifa. Stood on the side of mizbeach. Then you don't have to go by the mizbeach. You just stand it on the side of mizbeach on the other side, or not all the kohen have to do it. Only one kohen does it. That's the rest of Rashi's mashma. The kohen echad zayikvai de'akol does it. Shliach ve'vomein chayv al kulam. So, who said that there's a mitzvah in the tila? So, what about Mumin doing here? And also, number two is, Mi Amra Bali Mumin, Dilma Betwimim. Maybe there's no din, but Bali Mumin, only Betwimim. Like Tosfos explains, maybe the whole loch of Mashmisin is that just like Evi Avoida could only be done Betwimim, maybe the Avoida of Arava is only done by Kahanim, that Tmimim, not Bali Mumin. You know, you don't say Zaram do it, like Tosfos says, you don't say a non kohen does it, so who's the Bali Mumin? I could be kosher for it. Maybe there's no din halacha machine on that at all, so not the echad mitzvah. Al kapadim, that's the machlekes here. Shlokash Rav Yechanan, Bali Mumin could go between ulam and mizbeach. Agav, there is a Rambam sefer mitzvahs loy sasa samach tes that learns that it is the raisa for Bali Mumin to go between ulam and mizbeach. And the Rambam brings a raya for this gemara, not like the Rambam. He says, look, the Shlokash is saying a kohen could go in between, and the whole Rav Yechanan's tain is because he's not mechuyah, but it sounds like it's only the rabbanim. So Ayin Shom and the Megillas Esther. It's a pirish on the Rambam has a teretz to this kasha, but that's a stama aura that our rishonim hold that it's the raisa for a kohen to go, a kohen bal mum to go ben ulam mizbeach. But Tosfos here learns it's the ma'il derabbanan, and that's how we farish the gemara. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Meshuva Levi. Chad Amar, one says Yisoid Nevi'im. One says that the halacha of Arava is Yisoid Nevi'im. We're not saying Beis Mikdash Ol Gvulim yet. Arava Yisoid Nevi'im. V'chad Amar Rava Minig Nevi'im. What's the difference between Yisoid Nevi'im and Minig Nevi'im? Yisoid Nevi'im is the takana of the Nevi'im. And Minig Nevi'im is just a Minig. Rashi says in Afgemina, Deloi Boyi Bracha. Delek Amayim Tzivano, the Filva Chalai Sosu Lesa. Rashi explains, the difference between a Minig and a Yisoid is if there's a Bracha or not. So the machlekes is Arava Yisoid Nevi'im or Minig Nevi'im? What?
Yisoid.
On Yisoid, on a Takana. But if Takana, there are bonds you make a bracha, not a Minig Nevi'im. To stay in Rabbi Yechonu the Amar Yisoid Nevi'im. Let's bring a Rai. Rabbi Yechonu says Yisoid Nevi'im, which means that it's make a bracha. The Amar Avot it's Takana. The Amar Avot Rabbi Yechonu Arava Yisoid Nevi'im. To stay in the first Rabbi Yechonu says Yisoid Nevi'im. Only Rav Zerler Rav Avo, me Rav Yechon Achi. I can say Rav Yechon says Yisoid Nevi'im. For Om Rav Yechon, Moshe Rav Nechon, Yesh Bekas, Beis Kharosam, that Eser Etiyes, Arava, of Nisach Amayim, Lachom Eshem Sinai. That these three things, the third time we have this memory on the blot, that these three things are Halachol Meshem Sinai. Arava, Nisach Amayim, all these things are Lachom Eshem Sinai. So how can you say that's Yisoid Nevi'im, it's Halachom Eshem Sinai? The Shtoyim Kishach Adah, he was quiet for a second. Wow, what a question. V'amar, then he tried to answer, Shachum v'chazur v'yostum. He said that, no, that when they went to Bavel, they forgot, and the 70 years went to Bavel. When they came back, the second Beis HaMikdash, Chagi, then the Nevi'im HaKroinim, Chagi Zechariah Malachi, they reinstituted this Halacha Moshe Messinai of a Rava, and therefore we're calling it Yisrael Nevi'im, but really it's Halacha Moshe Messinai. Right, the Gemara, Mi Rav Yechon HaKi, the Rav Yechon said they forgot the Torah in Bavel, V'amar Rav Yechon, the Lechoin, Amri Dilahoini. There was a Maisa in the Gemara of Baba Kama that a certain Amira was Rav Kana. He was from Tamidei Rav, and he was very big Talmud Chacham, and he had to run to Eretz Yisrael because he got in trouble because he killed someone. He killed someone who was a Mayrid. And he came to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yechonon needed him to answer all the Shilas. That's the end of that story there. And he's told his Talmidim, the real Torah is in Bavel. That's what the real Torah is. Because when they went down with Yechonya, which is the end of the first place of Mikdash, all the Talmidim went with them, the Chorosh, the Maskir, they went with them, and that's where the Torah really is. So Haki said, they forgot it. Bavel was the Mokum, the center of Torah after the first place of Mikdash. So it can't be they forgot it. So it's back Shver. That what's going on? Is he starting to be in Malach Mashvesina? What's going on? And for the world, like Kasha, Kam be Mikdash, Kam be Gvulam. In the base of Mikdash, it's a Loch Meshav Sinai. In the Gvulam, it's Soy Nevi'im. What does it mean, be Gvulam? So there's two ways you can learn. Either it means in the time of the base of Mikdash, be Gvulam was Soy Nevi'im, or even Bezman Azeh, it's Soy Nevi'im. That's the Ashayla had to learn. There's another side that Bezman Azeh that we do, the one Arava on Hashar Rav, is not a Soy Nevi'im or a Mini Nevi'im, it's just a Zechel Mikdash. But what the Gemara is answering is that Kama Mikdash Kama Gvulim. Then the Mikdash, it was the Lachman Sinai. In the Gvulim, it was either Minig Nevi'im or Yisoid Nevi'im, even in time as a Mikdash, and that's why it's not a Stira. And Rabbi Yechonon says that Yisoid Nevi'im means in the Gvulim. Mashenkin, in the base Mikdash, Lachman Sinai. Now I just want to speak out, there's a Taisus here, it's coming out that a Minig doesn't need a Bracha. Taisus brings down that the Indian to say Hal on Rosh Chodesh is only a Minig. And he says, "V'yesh v'dachtigim te'kach le'mevachina hal d'rosh chodesh ein el minig v'alma." It's taka minig v'svardim. They don't make a bracha because only a minig. So why do we make a bracha? So Tosfos answers that there's a chilek that since by hal you kairei b'tayra and kairei b'tayra can make a bracha, you can make a bracha. Mashekin ha'rava avivat it's not a takana, it's nothing, and therefore you can't make a bracha. That's really the aside of Tosfos Taras. I and Shama big arichas. This is Briska Rav on this Tosfos. This is a big Tosfos. What?
Bracha is a bracha on hal.
On hal, yeah. So since you find that the thing you're doing fathers a bracha, so therefore you can make a bracha on that. Your kasha, the Brisk Rav talks about your kasha.